Hi, this is Evan Center of Center Counseling, back for another Teen Tidbit. Welcome. The other day I was talking to somebody about toddlers and teens, and they were saying that they think that parents of toddlers and really young kids seek help more often than parents of teens. And that has been tumbling around in my head for about 2 weeks now, and I've been thinking about it, and it's kind of strange to me because I think in general we have a pretty good idea of what to do with toddlers. And granted, they are hard. They can be really challenging sometimes. But I think when we get to the teen years, parents either give up or they really have no idea what to do and they just try to fumble their way through it. And obviously, if you're listening to this, you're one of those few parents who is actually trying to learn more and continue learning and growing as a parent. But I think in general that's the case. So let's start by thinking about toddlers because they're a little bit more straightforward. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to help you figure out some information that you already know from when your kids were toddlers and how to apply that to your kids now that they're teenagers. So let's start by thinking about how we handle toddlers. In general, with toddlers or little kids, we're really supportive. We're nurturing. We give them unconditional love. We love them even when they're screaming, though we might not like the screaming. We don't try to talk to them when they're screaming. We recognize that they can't understand us or focus or think rationally in that moment. We do keep our cool, and we don't take our screaming toddler's tantrum personally. We have clear boundaries and structure with our toddlers, and we stick to it. We also don't pick them up and forbid them from ever trying to walk again each time they fall down when they're learning. We are encouraging and understanding about their failures. Often those toddler failures are falling down, spilling something, getting their clothes dirty. We allow them to experiment with crayons, with finger paint, with fashion. You should see what my toddler wears. With food. And we are there with open arms when they come running to us. We listen to their story of the boo-boo. Of the owies. We kiss it. We don't tell them that they should have not been climbing on the jungle gym in the first place and they better never try it again. We're just compassionate and caring. So let's think about how we should be handling our teenagers. Maybe we need to take some of our own lessons from when we were parenting our toddlers. How can we as parents figure out how to be supportive and nurturing and give that unconditional love even when our teenagers are being a brat or having a teenager-esque tantrum or being ridiculous? As teenagers sometimes are. Can we recognize that it doesn't work to talk to them rationally when their brains are flooded, when their emotions are raging through? Can we find ways as parents to keep our cool and to not take it personally? Our teenagers are so good at making us feel like it's personal. But usually it's not. Can we as parents have clear boundaries and clear structure and stick to it? When our teenager falls down, when they make a mistake, can we allow them to go on and continue to make mistakes that are going to allow them to continue to learn? Can we be encouraging and understanding about those failures And can we allow them to experiment with their fashion, with their art, their taste, their hair? And then can we still be there with open arms when they need to come back? Can we listen compassionately to their stories of their hurts, of their heartbreaks, of the mistakes they've made, without trying to teach them anything, just listening? And can we kiss them? Metaphorically, sometimes. Sometimes a teenager won't let you touch them. But can we be there to say, yeah, I hear ya. That is a big boo-boo. You already know all of these things. You did it when your kids were toddlers. So why does all this parenting wisdom go out the window when our kids get zits and start needing to wear deodorant? It doesn't have to. I think sometimes as parents, we assume that our teenager should act like an adult, yet obey like a child. And they're neither. They're not a child, and they're not an adult. They do still need us. You are still their most important teacher. As much as you can be there for them and keep these parenting principles in mind, it will allow them to continue to grow and, yes, eventually be an adult who doesn't need you to do all of this. But they're not there yet. They'll get there. Don't worry. Thanks for listening to this teen tidbit. I hope you'll come back for another one. And if you have any questions or comments about this teen tidbit or requests about what you'd like to hear on future teen tidbits, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog here, and I'll do my best to incorporate it into future recordings. Thanks so much for tuning in, and take care. Bye-bye.